got gold fever.
That is a very young Clint Eastwood singing.
Oh my God.
About gold. There is always a certain culture around gold, right? I mean, there's the gold rush and these
gold
stuff.
Is absolutely worthless, except really? In our minds.
It's true. We're the ones that give gold its
right.
value.
It's good in electronics.
But, you know, a lot of people tie your gold to a real wealth. That's something you can touch. Here's Glenn Beck and G. Gordon Liddy actually endorsing Goldline. It's a company that sells gold and antique coins.
I've got antique coins. You can't melt these down. These are antique coins.
And I want to share with you something that will protect your future in a very solid, very real way. Gold.
Find the people that you trust, the people that I trust.
Gold is an intrinsically valuable, liquid preserver of purchasing power.
It's the right thing for you and your family, and you want some insurance.
It's never too late to secure your future with gold.
All right, so in June, over the summer, 1 ounce of gold was actually worth $1,266. It was a record high for the shiny stuff. With us to talk about the culture of gold buying is WNYC reporter Lisa Chow. You went out and interviewed some gold investors. What's been their response to things like Goldline that we just heard?
Well, there is actually some controversy around Goldline. There was an investigation earlier this year in Congressman Anthony Weiner looked into Goldline, and apparently the claim is that they're overcharging for the gold coins. The content of their coins is not what it's worth, and that if you look at other gold dealers, you can actually get them for a lot cheaper. But because they have Glenn Beck as a sponsor, they've become pretty popular.
So, first of all, you went out and you talked to a number of people who invest in gold. These are normal people, right?
Yeah, just every day, you know, people not making a lot of money. I interviewed a 29-year-old NYU grad.
And what motivates them to invest in gold?
Well, you know, I found them at a gathering of Ron Paul admirers, the Texas congressman who's kind of a...
Gold Standard.
Yeah, Mr. Gold Standard, exactly. And, you know, it's very political, their investment in gold. Basically, they think that gold has retained a value, unlike the U.S. dollar. They're very critical of the Federal Reserve pumping all this money into the economy, essentially weakening the U.S. dollar. And I think that, you know, when it really comes back to the libertarian worldview, it's all about freedom, right? They want to have freedom from the government controlling the value of their money. And right now, they think that the government's manipulating the value of their money.
Well,
so they look to gold.
Let's hear a comment from Isaac Kahan. He's a gold dealer at Bullion Trading LLC in New York, and he's talking to you about a recent sell he made.
This particular man bought how much?
It was about $200,000 worth of gold.
And he just left with it?
Yes. And that was the whole transaction from start to finish. We made a copy of his driver's license. He signed me the documentation that he needed, and that was it. 5 minutes in and out.
I imagine that most people to imagine walking out of somewhere with 200,000 worth of gold. Is this like...
It's about 5 kilos, about 11 pounds.
Number one, it's
heavy. And I was there. I
but
was actually
like
there.
But it's like the equivalent of shoving 200 grand in your mattress, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was there in the office when this man walked in, and Kahan took him aside to basically open the vault, get this 11 pounds of gold and hand it over to this man. And he just left. And he refused to be interviewed. But it was really interesting to just be in the presence of this massive transaction.
So is this kind of a new phenomenon, this whole buying gold as a political statement?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, the people that I talk to, they've been investing in gold for some time. I think that what's been really driving up the price recently is that there's actually some legitimacy to the concerns of inflation. You have big hedge funds and sovereign wealth funds and central banks jumping into gold, and that's driving up prices. I actually looked at two big investors, George Soros and John Paulson. John Paulson was the investor who bet on the collapse of the housing market, and that was a good bet, it turned out. And right now, John Paulson has about a third of his portfolio in gold, and that's a very popular gold fund, GLD, and as well as in gold mining and production companies. A third, and that's a $22 billion portfolio, so it's a lot of money.
They're old-time commodity players. Who's new in this game?
I'd say that these are hedge funds that are increasing their allocation. I mean, granted, these were filings from just the second quarter, so maybe that could have radically changed, but you have big sovereign wealth funds, India and China, also central banks jumping in. And I think it is driving up the price.
Okay, but is gold a great investment for your average investor? So they should stick it in the bank.
I talked to one economist. He said probably for a small investor, it's not a good. It's very high cost because you have to deal with security issues if you're actually holding gold. It's a big transaction.
Holding 11 pounds.
Yes,
of gold.
Exactly.
It changes the whole meaning of the term investment vehicle. You actually have a vehicle.
It's exactly. Your backpack
to drive it away.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa Chow is an economics reporter with WNYC, talking about gold investors and the culture around buying gold. I should mention that gold is up about 11 points right now.